Here in fellowship, as we are here parsing out our segment of verses of scene 5, where we have the activity of the homosexual mob that gathers around Lot's house. In verse 4b, in the parsing there, both young and old, young youth, in your parsing, you have the wow conjunction. That's your preposition odd, even to, or as far as, is how you could translate that. Then zagon, which I didn't put the parsing, that's the adjective, masculine, singular, absolute. Make sure that you're up to snuff on your Hebrew here. All right, verse 8 is where we're at. Here, Lot is offering the queers an alternative to their demands for the two men to come out of the house so that they could do their nefarious acts upon them. Verse B, please, in regards to the daughters, verse A, now behold, I have two daughters who have not had relations with man. Our verb no in the Hebrew is a euphemism in Hebrew for sexual relations. Then, please let me bring them out to you and do to them whatever you like. You have the Hifil and perfect first common singular cohortative, Yatsah. Yatsah, let me bring out, please, interjectory particle na, again, see it, na, throughout the verses here. Them, sign of direct object, f, with the third feminine plural suffix. To you all, to you, is a preposition l, with a second masculine plural suffix. E-L. And do to them, you have the wow conjunction, follow with the imperative, cal, imperative, masculine plural verb to do, asah, A-S-A-H, to them, preposition lamed here with the third plural, feminine plural suffix, whatever you like, you have the preposition kaf, like or as. Then in the Hebrew, as is good in your eyes, literally, is the language. Definite article, the adjective masculine singular absolute, tov, T-O-B, is good, whatever is how it's translated, what they want to do. Followed with preposition bet, in the common both dual noun constructed, the second masculine plural, ayin, in your eyes, A-Y-I-N. Only, do nothing to these men, inasmuch as they have come under the shelter of my roof. You have the adverb rock, R-A-Q, literally means thin, translated only here. Then you have to the men, these men, you have the preposition lamed, followed with the definite article, common masculine plural noun, absolute, ish, men, followed then with the definite article, adjective, both plural, el, these, ella, from ella, el. To the men, these, then you have the verb with the negative, adverb all, A-L, follow the cal imperfect second masculine plural, asah, do not, A-S-A-H. Anything is your common masculine plural, absolute, dabar. All translated, do nothing, D-A-B-A-R. Do not, anything, then inasmuch you had a conjunction key, followed with the preposition all, K-I-Y, plus all, and then plus the preposition ken, plus K-E-N, three prepositions, inasmuch as. They have come under the shelter of my roof. They came, first the verb, cal perfect, third column plural, again our verb bo, B-O. Then you have the preposition bet, followed with a common masculine singular noun, construct to sell, T-S-E-L, literally means shadow. In the shelter of is as is translated. My roof is the common feminine singular construct with the first common singular suffix or noun kora, K-O-R-A-H, literally means beam, hence roof. Verse 9, their response now to his appeal. But they said, stand aside. While consecutive, our verb to say again, amar, cal imperfect, third masculine plural. Stand aside. First you had the cal imperative, masculine singular, our verb nagash, N-A-G-A-S-H. Draw near onward is the Hebrew. You have nagash, followed with the adverb halea, H-A-L-E-A-H, onwards. Hence, stand aside. Come forward, away, or keep on coming forward. Hence, stand aside. Furthermore, they said, they have a second thought to this. You have the wow consecutive, cal, imperfect, third, masculine, plural, amar. This one came in as an alien and already is acting like a judge. This one is the definite article, adjective, masculine, singular, absolute, eshad, E-S-H-A-D, came, our verb bow, again, cal, perfect, third, masculine, singular. And as an alien is your preposition lamed with the cal infinitive construct gur, G-U-R, literally came to sojourn, hence as an alien. An outsider. And already he is acting like a judge, while consecutive. And then our construction here, similar to what we've had before, but a slight change, which we'll address. First, you have the verb to judge, repeated twice here. First, as a cal imperfect, third masculine singular, shafath, S-H-P-A-H-A-T-H. Literally, he will judge, judging. Cal infinitive, absolute, same verb, shafath, translated acting like a judge. The difference here is the construction we've seen before, dying, he will die, it's reversed. You have the infinitive followed with the imperfect. Here, first you have the imperfect, then followed with the infinitive. And we'll see what's being said here in our notes. Now we will treat you worse than them. Now is the adverb atah, A-T-T-A-H. Treat you is literally will cause to do evil. Is a hifil, imperfect, first common plural, ra'a. It's evil, all right. R-A-A. To you, preposition lama with the second masculine singular suffix. Worse than them is literally apart from them, from them, or in addition to, as it may be insinuated. The preposition men with the third masculine plural suffix. So they pressed hard against Lot and came near to break the door. Wow, consecutive. Our verb to press hard here is your cal imperfect third masculine plural, fatsar. we saw previous verses, P-H-A-T-S-A-R, verse 3. They pressed, literally, preposition bait with the definite article noun, common masculine singular absolute, ish. So they pressed on the men, on Lot, is the Hebrew preposition bait. Didn't follow with a noun, proper noun, Lot. Then you had the adverb meod, much or hard, exceedingly, M-E-O-D. And came near to break the door, while consecutive. Then you have our verb to draw near, cow in perfect third masculine plural, nagash, repeated, N-A-G-A-S-H, close to. Followed with the preposition lamed with the cow infinity verb construct, shabar, S-H-A-B-A-R. To breaking the door, or noun for door again, is common feminine singular absolute, deleth, D-E-L-E-T-H. Verse 10, but the men reached out their hands and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. The men here obviously reference to the two angels. You have here in the Hebrew the wow consecutive, followed with the cow in perfect third masculine plural, shalach, S-H-A-L-A-C-H, literally means to send out. Hence they reached here with their hands. They reached the men. Definite article, common masculine plural, absolute, ish. Then you have to sign a direct object denoting what they sent out, if you will, reached out with. That's a common feminine singular construct noun with the third masculine plural suffix, yad, their hands, Y-A-D. And wow, consecutive. And our verb to bring or brought is a hifil, imperfect third masculine plural, bow. E-O, cause to bring, Lot, followed the sign of direct object with the proper noun. Into the house is a preposition, L, with the third masculine plural suffix, E-L. House is your noun, Baith, B-A-I-I-T-H, common masculine plural, singular absolute. And shut the door. Wow, conjunction, sign of direct object. And then our noun for door again, deleth, with the definite article, common feminine singular absolute. Then our verb to shut or close, cow, perfect third common plural, cigar, S-A-G-A-R. Verse 11. And they struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness. Wow, conjunction. Follow with our sign of direct object. Then you had the definite article, common masculine plural noun for man, ish, and the men, which are at the doorway, literally. You had the relative pronoun, asher, A-S-H-E-R. At the doorway of is a common masculine singular construct of our noun pathach, P-A-T-H-A-C-H. The house, baith, with the definite article, the noun, common masculine singular absolute, B-A-Y-I-T-H. And the men which were at the doorway of the house, then in the Hebrew, they caused to strike with blindness. They caused to strike is the hifil, perfect third common plural, our verb naka, N-A-K-A-H. Followed with the preposition bet, with, and then our noun for blindness with the definite article, common masculine plural absolute is sana warin, warin, S-A-N-E-W-E-R-I-Y-N, sana warin. It means sudden blindness. Bam, the lights are out, like that. Both small and great, you have the preposition men, followed with the adjective, masculine, singular, absolute, our first word small or insignificant, if you will, kathon, Q-A-T-H-O-N. Then the wow conjunction, preposition odd, as far as, and even to. Then our word for great, adjective, masculine, singular, absolute, gadol, G-A-D-O-L. So that they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. You have the wow consecutive. Then our verb to become weary or be wearied is a cal and perfect third masculine plural, la'a, L-A, A-H. And they wearied finding the doorway, literally. You have the preposition lamed with the cal, infinitive, construct, our verb to find, matzah, M-A-T-S-A. And then our noun for doorway again, with the definite article, pethach, P-E-T-H-A-C-H, common masculine singular absolute. All right. Rereading these verses 4 through 11, before they lay down, all concerning the house, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, encircled the house against it, up to it, both young and the old ones, from the young to the old ones, literally is what I was saying, all the people from every quarter, from the extremities of Sodom. And they called out to Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them, literally. Cause to have relations with them. Or have relations. But Lot went out to them at the doorway and shut the door behind him. The porch, first portico, then he shut the door and said, please, my brothers, do not act wickedly or let yourselves cause wickedness or evil. Verse 8, now behold, I have two daughters who have not known or had relations with man. Please let me bring them out to you and do to them whatever you like. Only do nothing to these men, inasmuch as they have come under the shelter of my roof. Verse 9, but they said, stand aside. Furthermore, they said, this one came in as an alien, and already is acting like a judge. Now we will treat you worse than them, or cause to do evil to you with them or apart from them. So they pressed hard against Lot, and came near to break in the door. But the men reached out their hands, the angels, and brought Lot into the house with them and shut the door. And they, the angels, struck the men who were at the doorway of the house with blindness, sudden blindness, both small and great, so that they wearied themselves trying to find the doorway. Now this is verses 4 through 11. 1. The seemingly calm of the narrative after a peaceful supper is short-lived. The calm before the storm. 2. The fifth scene here reveals an undercurrent of reprehensible activities having gone on behind the scene. While they're having their meal, Lot's preparing their feast for them, and getting around, getting ready to hit the hay, so to speak, all this time, other activity is going on behind the scenes outside the house, and that is the gathering of this homosexual mob. 3, it answers the question here, our scene now, verse 5, or scene 5. It answers the question aroused in the earlier scenes as to why Lot was so insistent as to the two men not spending the night in the square. Why he urged him, not taking no for an answer. 4, we learn that the Sodomites or most inhospitable to male strangers. Five is with the intervention now of the two angels in this scene of protecting Lot, that he, Lot, learns the identity of his guests, essential if he's to take her warning to exit Sodom seriously. And in this scene, obviously, he is an eyewitness to their supernatural powers, and any inkling they might have beforehand is confirmed. These are not regular individuals. These are divine messengers sent to me by God. And for Lot, you need this type of, almost, this type of introduction of individuals for him to really give them his ear now when it's of utmost necessity to get the hell out of Dodge and to take their warning seriously. Six, now prior to retiring for the night, a mob forms at Lot's doors. Before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, surrounded the house. We have here a mob mentality, a gathering of a fairly large group of men in this situation. And they all zero in on Lot's house. Definitely enough of them to encircle his house all the way around, all the way up, to make sure that there's no avenue of escape by anybody in that house apart from coming through them. Seven, now while there was no mention of other citizens of the city being aware of the guests arriving, it becomes clear their presence was known and news spread fast. Eight, now the two descriptive phrases. The men of the city, each in the construct, follow with ear. The men of Sodom, each follow with the proper noun Sodom. These two descriptive phrases are not redundant. Rather, it titles these particular men as Sodomites. These particular men are given the title of Sodomites. 1 Kings 22:46, as they are referred to. In their particular vice of pursuit in life as Sodomites, 1 Kings 22:46. And the remnant of the Sodomites who remained in the days of his father Asa, he expelled from the land in Judah, in Israel. So they don't go away, obviously. So here we have the technical term and title of those who engage in homosexual practice, especially within the male gender of the population. Nine, the title became both a legal and descriptive term for homosexuals and their abnormal sexual behavior of sodomy. That's where we get our terms, English terms. Sodomy comes from the biblical term sodomites. See? And it is regarded as such in that legal term in the courts of law, within the laws. And sodomy, definition simply put, is sexual intercourse between persons of the same sex and or to describe bestiality, sex with animals. That's the encyclopedic edition of Webster's New World Dictionary, 1967 edition. So those are the homosexual vice. They practice sodomy. See. and is still regarded as a separate assault, if you will, or an act of sex apart from normal sexual intercourse. 10, the phrase now surrounded the house, Sabav Ha-Ha-Ba'i, literally means they encircled against the house to ensure no escape. So this huge sodomite crowd basically just marches in and in their own eyes captures their next two victims in life. 11, it was a mob with a premeditated plan having malicious intent. just by the very scenario in of itself. It knows this was planned out. And again, by all indications, this was not a unique occurrence. This was a common occurrence that went on in this region for this type of activity to engage in the fact that basically you can see that they all get together and they're going to have one big party. That's the way they look at it. So it is premeditated, seeing by the actions of ensuring no one gets out. Not some urge that they just came on them all of a sudden and then, you know. Now, it is a common practice. And you can see why this place was targeted by God. 12, now the percentage of Sodom's male population making up the mob is said to include both young and old, all the people from every quarter. 13, it appears that being heterosexual in this city was the exception, not the norm. So they, those of this vice, tend to often establish their own communities, to have their own habitat, to live together. And here we see Sodom as being one of those enclaves and areas that they basically have called their own. And to live there in Sodom, if you're a heterosexual, you definitely did not fit in to their lifestyle. You were an exception, not the norm. And often they do this in order to provide monetary support for one another, to do business with one another. It's not unknown that homosexuals tend to entice their victims often with money that they have been able to acquire, possessions, and things of this nature. So all this plays into this, as even as we might understand the characteristics, the activities of these types of people today. So to be a Lot, a heterosexual, he stands out. He's not the norm of Sodom. 14, now it shouldn't surprise the informed reader that the, what they call young, Na'ar in the Hebrew, were included, knowing that pedophilia is a common subtrim with this vice. The vice today is being pushed to being essentially a benign sexual preference by genders, certain genders, and there are really, if you will, no danger to society. It's their business, and you know, so what if they like members of the same sex? But the reality in regards to this particular vice, this STA vice, and that's what it is that really they know no limit in regards to those whom they may choose as victims. And much of the pedophilia that goes on in societies is advanced as well as enacted upon by the homosexual population. They like their victims to start off young. You see it in the church, Roman Catholicism. And this is a vice that's being carried on throughout the centuries within that circle. And it has created a lot of headaches for the Vatican in the past, and it still is. Do your research on things. There are people out there that expose these types of activities. And these individuals often hold very high positions of power, and this is how they're able to cover up a lot of this stuff. And then, obviously, we've had the big explosion, and this is God just coming in, exposing people to show everybody the true nature of this type of vice and the things that have gone on in regards to our own society and events within the church, etc. And not that they're the only ones that engage in this practice, but they just happen to be ones that have hit the news more or less and are prevalent before us in our society as a religious organization. And they are big into pedophilia. They are the founders of the organization known as NAMBLA, North American Namboy Lovers Association. That's what that stands for. So that just shows you how gross and how pernicious and vicious this vice becomes in trying to exert itself. And if you do any superficial even research in regards to homosexual population, the big push that's going on, you see that these people will not be satisfied until they are able to exert their lifestyle in the way they want to exert it and have the freedoms in this respect across the board. Now, obviously, we are forcefully under the protection of God the Holy Spirit in His restraining role in this point in time in history. But once we're out of here, no telling just how far this will go on impact and influence on societies throughout the world. So, you hear Christians get all wrapped up, and this is because so many Christians in the fundamentalist world operate on emotions. It's their child that enters into this vice. So now all of a sudden, doctrine doesn't make any difference. See, now doctrine's compromised because it's their child that turned queer. See, no, that is not right. And we have here an example that we'll get into of situational ethics. In regards to approaching a situation not based on absolute standards of norms, absolute standards and norms of righteousness, but to try to deal with it just simply based on the ethics of the situation in and of itself. And when you do that, you compromise it. When something is absolutely wrong, you compromise it. And you make it less than wrong. You tend to try to, if you will, cover it over or make it palatable for all concerned. So, just get started on these verses. We'll get to the end. While we see going on around us, all the things that our educational system is promoting, the gender identification bullshit that's going on out there in this world, it's just a crock. Yeah. It's nothing more than Satan coming in and attacking the divine institution of family. The divine institution, obviously, ultimately, in regards to nationalism. And you have what you have out there. The Bible goes as far as to say for the males that you are not even to act effeminate, or it's a sin. See, you're not to be effeminate, let alone the outright consequences and judgments for those who engage in this type of abnormal behavior. And again, when I was going to school in psychology, that's what homosexual homosexuality was categorized as abnormal behavior. You have normal perversion, you have abnormal perversion in the sexual field. Normal perversion is fornication, adultery. Sex outside of marriage between members of opposite sex. Abnormal perversion is members sex with members of the same sex, or even more abnormal, animals. Here we have a huge crowd of a dominant city, dominated and populated by the homosexual vice. They're headed by the male species. And so we shouldn't be surprised to see that young were involved. That homosexuality is the, quote, sin, end quote, of Sodom, which the liberals like to take issue with in their interpretation of these things. It's made clear, obvious by the crowd's demands and Lot's subsequent comments. Indeed, it is the vice, the singular sin, as is so described previously, of Sodom. 16, the mob shouts out that Lot's visitors be brought out so that we may literally know them. That's verse 5. 17, the verb know, yada, in the Hebrew, translated have relations, is frequently used in Genesis as a euphemism, language, idiomatic language, for sexual intercourse. We've already seen it back in chapter 4, verses 1, 17, 25, here in our verses, 5 and 8, and it'll be utilized in the same way in 24:16. And the girl was very beautiful, a virgin, and no man had known her, literally, had relations with her, denoting virgin and not knowing, combined. 18, indeed, the homosexual identification is made inescapable by Lot's reply, describing his daughters as virgins, literally, who have not known, lo yada, a man, in verse 8 of our verses. So, obviously, Romans chapter 1 makes it very clear that homosexuality is a sin. It's abnormal. It goes against nature, the language. The Mosaic Law makes it very clear that it is a sin punishable and deserving of death. And here we see the example of the sin aggravating God, bringing about judgment enough to totally obliterate an entire society of this genus that ascribes to this vice as their way of life. And again, the lack of divine viewpoint brings about erroneous conclusions and proclamations regards to the vice. People say if you're a homosexual, then you're going to die and go to hell. Well, that's not necessarily true. You don't go and die and go to hell because you're a homosexual anymore. You die and go to hell because you're a murderer. You die and go to hell simply because you didn't believe in Christ. There will be those who practice homosexual vice in heaven. At the end of the coin, neither do we cater to it, neither do we compromise it. And we don't say, it's all right. And trust me, one of the common denominators of influence in academic circles to push homosexuality has been through the fallacious theory of evolution. We were born this way. Well, yeah, we're all born with an STA, but most of us at least keep it overruled sufficiently so that we don't do something really stupid in life. If you don't, then you pay the price, see. But anyway, so the language makes it very clear that they're there to have sexual relations, homosexual relations, with these two men. They couldn't have picked a better or worse on their part victims in this point in time. And it's really cool. You get in language and you see the angels' total involvement in regards to the destruction of God. They are instruments that God uses to bring destruction on them. How deserving is that? Basically, it's almost like we're doing this on behalf of all the victims that passed through before us. See, so anyway, 19. So here, the Hebrew verb to know must mean sexual intimacy. Shudder, shudder, and is so recognized by all major commentaries. That was my words. 20. All homosexual practice is regarded in the Old Testament as a capital offense. Yeah, and the queers, they'll yell out, well, yeah, the Bible says that you should be killed for adultery, too. I don't see you killing adulterers. Well, that's another fallacy of a society, not following through with these laws. You can see why someone like King David was so hated by people at his point in time. Because he upheld the law. See, this is why he is a standard of kings of Israel. He enforced these laws. And people do not like that. And we see it now. I mean, look at the, just for example, just the basic level of conservatism that is now being reintroduced into our society through our new president. Not that this guy is any Bible thumper or anything like that. He just has some basic, conservative, logical approaches in regards to certain things that's going on. And look at all the upheaval this is causing. Man, that is just pathetic. This presidency really, if you will, reveals for those who have otherwise kept a blind eye and kept their head in the ground, so to speak, where our society has gone in the last couple of decades. Just basic principles is all he's doing in some of these things. I'm not here saying that he's greater. That's not me. You know me better than that. He's got his problems. But, you know, immigration. He just wants to vet people. Okay. He wants to stop certain people. Okay. Yeah. But one of the things that you do see, and you know, even when people want to try to further substantiate the right of heterosexual marriages, the queers all scream, no! What is this? Man. A capital offense. And, you know, Christians are their own worst enemies, often in these things. Our society, a half a century ago, started getting really soft in this area of legal requirements and upholding things of adultery, etc. And the common law marriage came into play, and blah, 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 and then everybody. And now look what we got. Look what we got. You give the STA an inch, and you want to back up against the wall, literally speaking. See. Leviticus 18:22. It's unfortunate that, you know, a communicator has to exhort the way that God, the Holy Spirit, it makes you want to exhort today. And it's just that pathetic. It's that sad. But that's because this leaven is taking hold of people all over the place. Even people that I've seen that's been on doctrine, sound doctrine, catering now to the idea of homosexuality. You know, don't do it. You start giving human viewpoint preference in your thinking, and next thing you know, you'll be carried off in la-la land in regards to violating the divine viewpoint in your life. See, Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a male. Oh, well, that's fairly clear to me. As one lies with a female. Well, we're just napping. It is an abomination. An abomination. It's not just a normal perversion. It's an abomination before God, see. 20, verse 13, if there is a man who lies with a male, as those who lie with a woman, both of them have committed a detestable act. They should surely be put to death. Their blood guiltiness is upon them. Get them out of society. The old t-shirt, kill them all and let God sort it out. Okay. The only reason why generally people will revolt against this, etc., is because they're guilty of it. See. Then our New Testament, Romans 1, 26 and 27. For this reason, based on negative volition, rejection of the truth, exchanging God as creator. Verse 25, or exchange the truth of God for a lie and worship and serve the creature rather than the creator, i.e. evolution. See, today. For this reason, God gave them over to dishonorable, literally, passions. Dishonorable passions. The lust, the homosexual trend. For even their females exchange the natural function, that for that which literally is against nature. Even nature teaches a difference. You say, well, yeah, but there's dogs will do this. Yeah, but look at them, dogs and everybody, that's disgusting. And in the same way, verse 27, also the males abandon the natural function of the female and burned in their desire toward one another. That's pretty strong language, burned. Once it gets going, you let this vice out the bag, so to speak, it's almost insatiable. Unfortunately, I've known people in the past, and if they were still around today, they would tell you just how driven this vice can become in regards to one's life if it's not dealt with in this respect. Males with males, continuing verse 27, committing literally the shameful act and receiving their own penalty, persons the due penalty of their error. Most recently through the HIV/AIDS virus. Part of the consequences of phallic reversionism is God jams the body. Just when they think maybe they've got something to help them out and cure them and all this other stuff, then God brings something else in. So, 21, practice among Gentile nations has varied over the years, with some permitted in among consenting adults. Again, the 1 Kings 22:46, showing the king of Israel get rid of the Sodomites. And that shows that the nationals still practice these things otherwise in that regard. So 22, however, in our context, homosexual rape here is being proposed. Something completely at odds with all Oriental hospitality. This goes beyond just a personal deal between a couple of guys. Now what's going on here is they are going to homosexually sodomize the two visitors. See, and again, it just pictures however sweet they may act. What's in their soul is deep, dark, and dangerous. When it is let out of the bag, and there is no constraints put upon this activity otherwise. And if you've been around them at all, even within their periphery, you probably at least have an inkling of what I'm talking about. When I manage those office buildings in Oklahoma City, you know, every city basically, even in the Bible Belt, you know, they got to have their queer parades. Our office buildings were right on the avenue that they picked to do this. And of course, I stated, the only people that had to be there was the engineers of these buildings, and they hated going into work today after that parade because of the disgusting filth that they found in regards to our property. They had really no conscience when they're involved in their vice. So I knew you just need to know that. This has made your day. You're edified. You're encouraged. And you're just glad you're not one of them. Father, again, we thank you for the truth of your word. We ask God, the Holy Spirit, continue to light us these things. In Jesus' name, amen.